Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, friends. Welcome to a new live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence. I know your life is busy, and so I hope that this episode brings you a lot of good information that you can use in your daily life. Today, we're going to be talking about conscious intentions and what exactly that is and how you can employ this energy to work for you. There are many different types of intentions in the world. Did you know that? And so we're going to look at the ways that you can really use the energy in the highest and best ways for incredible life developments and new creations. And this is going to be very freeing for you. It is going to be liberating. It's going to help you trust in yourself and trust in the universe more. So I'm quite excited to talk today about this wonderful topic. It's made a difference in my life since 2001. I've been working with conscious intentions since then, and it really has been the foundation for creating what I want and living the way I want. I've had amazing developments, and in fact, just yesterday, I had this amazing development because I was holding a conscious intention. So we're going to look at that, and I'm going to give you some tips so that you can use this energy wisely and perfectly for you. As always, please know that this show is sponsored by Audible and that you can sign up for a free audiobook when you go to audibletrial.com/Molly McCord. And you can download an audiobook of your choice. They are a great way to listen to information, inspiration, stories. Audiobooks are growing right now. It's a huge industry. And so just like you listen to this show, you might enjoy listening to some of your favorite authors and their stories. So check that out. Again, that's audibletrial.com/Molly McCord. A few announcements, as always. First of all, I want to put on your radar that I'm going to be releasing a astrology mastery course soon that is like nothing you've ever experienced before. It is interactive, in-depth, and tailored for you. This mastery course is called Mastering Your Astrology Chart. It will be released through spiritualityuniversity.com, and it is a way for you to know your energy. See, as an astrologer, I consider myself a translator or a messenger, but you should be your own messenger. You should know your own energy, and as you discover more about your astrology chart, you have more breakthroughs, more understandings. You get it in terms of what you're healing, learning, growing, the areas of your life you have more rewards and abundance. It's just a phenomenal tool, and I want you to have access to it. So this mastery course I'm going to have over 7 hours of information. I'm not kidding, 7 hours. But it's broken down into 10 minutes to 25-minute increments. So you just listen to what you have time for, whether that's three courses or however many recordings you can fit in. It's going to be released later on in August, and I'll keep you updated. But I just want to put that on your radar because there's nothing else like it, and it's going to help you know your astrology chart even better. The second announcement I have is actually more of a business announcement, and I want to share this recent development with you because I think it's really important to have a reality check and an understanding that spirituality, New Age, consciousness, inspiration, all of us doing this work, it's a business. And even though you listen to me on the radio and I give away stuff for free and I'm, you know, available and I work with people in all different capacities, this is still a business. This is my business, and it's growing and it's booming, and there's been setbacks and there's been things that haven't worked, and there have been times when I didn't know what to do, and then there were breakthroughs. It's the whole gamut of a business. But one aspect of having a business is also protecting it with integrity and requiring respect. And in the past, there's a timeline, but essentially it's come to my awareness that there are some people who believe that they can plagiarize and take what you are creating and use it for their own. And I've had three instances come to my attention around this, three different people. I'm not releasing names, but if I did, you would say, what? Because they are very well known. And I am sending out cease and desist letters. In legal terms, this means, this is copyrighted information. This is a project I own. This is mine, and you can't just take it, steal it. Those are the legal terms. In non-legal terms, it's plagiarism. And what it's creating is this unhealthy dynamic, because when someone plagiarizes, they are denying their own messages, their own unique contribution, their own ideas. And so it's very lazy. It's a lazy way to stay at the top or ahead of the game, or to, you know, say, oh yeah, I can do that too, and I'll just change two words in the title and just do the exact same thing. Well, that's not going to happen, and that's why I am moving forward with this next step, to let people know, I see what you're doing, and you cannot take my content and use it as your own. And so this happens, my friends. This happens in every industry, and for all the ways we talk about energy and inspirations and manifestations and all these, you know, nice fluffy terms, this is a business, and there are certain rules and procedures that have to be followed. And I am very open to the lessons of this and to what I'm learning, because I'm learning I just have to be more aware of this, that people will do what they want to do to get information. There's all kinds of people in the world, of course. But you would think that there's a certain number, a certain level of integrity. And I'm finding, wow, there really isn't. So I am being very clear with these individuals about what they cannot do. They cannot take my programs and make them their own. They cannot take my writing and make it their own. And so that is the kind of thing, shut it down. Shut it down legally, shut it down professionally, shut it down because it's a business and it's illegal. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know an aspect of my energy in terms of positive, upbeat, happy, all that. I'm also a very fierce businesswoman, and I don't show you that side because that isn't always applicable. But I have hired people. I have fired people. I have sat down with managers and said, you are out of line. I am not someone who holds back when things are out of integrity. And so this is a whole new way of being in integrity with my business and with what I bring to you, because you need to know that everything I offer is authentic and real. Everything I share with you is original and comes from a very honest place. And that's really important. So essentially, this is a win-win scenario because it is shining a light on shadow energies and it's raising the bar. And ideally, it says to these people, go back to you, go back to your genius. Focus on what you're here to contribute and share, because that's what people need. They need your unique spark. They don't need you to copycat or duplicate. They need you to be your original light. And that's truly what this is about. Now, the other thing is that I'll be honest with you and say, I don't like doing this stuff. I don't like moving forward with these things because I think, come on, aren't people smarter than this? It's a small industry. You should assume that everyone sees everything. You should assume that. But, you know, there's all kinds of people in the world, and you can't make assumptions. So there was a part of me that thought, gosh, I just can't believe I do this. But at the same time, I'm doing it, and it only makes it stronger, and it requires more respect, and it also has very firm boundaries. So I want you to know that this is part of the spirituality industry, that plagiarism, copywriting, all these kinds of things exist. And everything on this show is copyrighted by me, everything that I write, my books, blah, 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 all of that. So I want you to be aware of it because it's important that the energy and creation of what we put out into the world is in a very high place. And I'm also sharing this with you because I know that some of you are business owners and you have really amazing things that you're creating and that you want to share, and that it can be easy to think, oh, I should let it go. I should let it ride. Just don't worry about it. But this is your business. And in business, there is accountability. There is financial aspects, there is your reputation, there is a lot involved. And approach it with your business mind. It's important. It matters. And people, if they choose that energy, if they choose the energy of plagiarism, they are also unconsciously choosing the consequences and that energetic thread that comes with plagiarism. And, you know, I also have to tell you that I've had people plagiarize my testimonials and my emails. And I thought, are you kidding? This is ridiculous. It's best-selling authors. And you think, you're plagiarizing an email? What else is in your books that we don't know about? And so this type of stuff is eye-opening, and it also demonstrates people's fears, that they're afraid they don't have enough to say, or that they are coming from just their small place and not their big place, right? They're not coming from their big light. Every person has a big light, but your fear, your insecurity, your doubts will shut that right down. So what I'd like to do right now with your contribution and your permission is to visualize sending a very purifying, strong white light out all around the globe that lovingly lights up and illuminates what is needed, and it shines this light with compassion, forgiveness. And it comes from a very high vibrational place of integrity, confidence, and joy. And as we do this, it creates more of this energy on the planet, and it creates an opening for people to open up to more of their authentic voice and their light. And that is one of the best gifts about these situations, is that it gives people the opportunity to see a new choice and to make a new choice. So it's really quite lovely. There are gifts in every situation. There is growth in every situation, and there is a lot of goodness from every situation. And that is my conscious intention for this energy. And so let's get into conscious intention. It is incredibly important because it will change the energy in your life. So let's start with the basics. What an intention? Well, an intention is your motivation, your reason, why you're doing something. There can be an unconscious intention. Often this shows up as a reaction or a impulsive word or impulsive decision. It can be very, it's almost like you don't even think about it. It just happens, right? It's just that it's an unconscious energy. But when you have a clear intention for something, when you have an understanding of your motivation and what you really want to create, it's going to drive you and the energy forward in a whole new way. So one of the most important things to do is to evaluate and notice your intentions. And so I invite you right now to think of an area of your life you want to improve, upgrade, change, shift, you know, just make it all kinds of new snazziness. What part of your life needs a higher infusion of energy right now? And trust what comes to mind. Trust it. And so what I'd like you to do is first of all, identify what unconscious intentions have you been holding around this area of your life. And I'm going to use the example of business, of your dream job or work environment, because I know that for many of you, this is important right now. It's interesting because we spend a lot of hours of every day, of every week, of every year in our profession. And more people are feeling that it doesn't fit them. It's not right for them. So if this is something you're feeling, let's elevate it for you now and let's open up to some more intentions that are stronger and that match who you are now. But first you have to go back and look at the unconscious intentions that you've been activating in that area of your life. Because it's the unconscious intentions that are underneath the surface that are actually holding the energy back. It's like the energy that's under your feet, under the ground, you don't realize is there, and yet it is supporting you. It is right there, and we want to change that. So if you are focusing on an aspect in your career that you want to change, there could be an unconscious intention that it's a lot of work to change jobs, and so you're not going to do it. You could be holding the intention that you don't deserve more money, that you don't know what the job is, that you don't know what to do next. I mean, on and on. So what is that unconscious energy you're holding? And this requires brutal honesty with yourself. But no one has to know. It's private. And so this is the part of you that you want to infuse with higher consciousness. And all you have to do when you recognize this unconscious intention is to see it and say, okay, that's what it was. And I recognize that. Now we're going to turn our attention to the new intention you're creating. So just let that unconscious intention just sit there, like sit on the table, sit on the floor, wherever it is. Just let it sit there. You don't have to do anything with it yet. You're just recognizing it. And with your conscious intention, this is where you tap into the feeling you want to have and experience in that new job or in that new relationship or whatever area of life you want to upgrade. So your assignment is to describe to yourself what that is, what that feeling is, what that daily life is. Because that is what sets your intention for what you want to create. So think about what that daily feeling is. You want to feel engaged in your work. You want to feel respected. You want to feel that you're working with the right group of professionals or clients or colleagues or a network of people. You want to be excited every day about what you do. You want to have new areas to grow in. You want to be mentally stimulated. You want the money to be there without thought, without worry. It's just there. On and on. See, this list can just keep going. But that's what you're identifying. Because until you identify it, the energy doesn't go in that direction. I mean, if you want to go to the North Pole, you got to say, I'm going to the North Pole, and then that's where you set your sights, right? But if you just say, I'm going somewhere, well, it's like the energy just goes all over the globe and it moves around. So you have to identify what it is you want, but you don't have to identify all the exact specifics and details. So you could say you want to have this certain type of job that makes you feel this way, and it has these attributes, and it brings forth all these parts of you that you love to experience. But you don't necessarily have to have an exact job title that's known. You don't have to know the company or if you work as an entrepreneur. I mean, there are parts of this you can leave blank and open because that's where the magic happens. So what you do is you identify the bigger intentions. This is what I want to experience in this part of my life. This is what I want to feel like. These are the qualities I want included. And when you do that, you're giving the energy a direction to go. Now, this is where people can say, oh, I set my intentions, I'm good to go, and I'm going to manifest this, and then nothing happens. Why? Why did nothing happen? Because they don't energize it regularly. You have to energize it. You have to think about that intention and send it more light, send it more energy, get excited about it, feel it in your gut, feel it in you. You have to energize it. It can't just be sitting over there in the corner collecting dust. It has to be alive and active. So when you're talking about conscious intentions, it's a living, breathing aspect of you. And in fact, it is. Because there's a part of you that's already energetically connected with that outcome. And when I say that, I don't just see like three cords that connect with it. I see multiple cords. It's like, okay, I see a cord connected in the present to the future of everything you want to experience. So there's that emotional satisfaction cord. There's the professional respect. There's the financial money situation. There's the great network of people. There's, you know, everything on your list creates an energetic cord to that experience. Just like a cluster. Pretty cool. It's a cluster of cords that is creating that connection for you. And after you have established that and you keep energizing it, meaning you think about it regularly, you get excited about it, you think about it from a high energy place as if it's already real, as if it's here and it's your present. That's how you continue to invigorate it. This is where it gets tricky with your mind, because your mind will say, how, when, who? You know, the mind is looking to fill in all those essentials. So your assignment is to keep it energized and keep it alive. And then your next assignment, the next part of the equation, is that you also include that whatever is created, whatever comes about based on your intention, is for the best and highest good of all. The best and highest good of all. And this means that unlimited good comes from your conscious intention. Unlimited. It's like you joining this new role or company is a benefit to the company, is a benefit to your manager, is a benefit to your clients, is a benefit to your family. You know, there's something here where it keeps the energy moving forward, because that's how it works. When you do something that's good for you, ultimately it benefits numerous people. So include that in your intention, that it's for the best and highest good of all. And then the third thing you want to include with your conscious intention is a brief, this brief sentence that one of my spiritual teachers taught me back in 2001 when I started doing this. She said, what you then do is you release it to God, to the universe, to spirit, to source. You release it by saying this or something better. It's one of my favorite lines, because when you say this or something better, you are literally setting the bar and allowing more magic or something even better to upgrade you, to elevate you, an even more incredible development than you could imagine. This or something better. And that also releases you from unconscious expectations you might be carrying, as well as unconscious attachments. So this or something better is a way that you're releasing it to the universe, to your spiritual guides and teams, to allow the magic to unfold. And I have seen this so many times in my own life. I'm amazed by how it works. My husband and I just received this incredible free upgrade yesterday. It's worth like thousands of dollars, and we got it for free. And I thought, you know, all I did was hold the intention. I just held the intention that we're going to have this kind of an experience. And I don't know how, and I don't know, you know, all the details, but I just know it. I just feel it. And then things have been lining up. And sometimes what happens, my friends, is that the universe already has these things lining up for you, but it has to wait for you to set the intention. It has to wait for you to energetically connect to it. Because you're powerful, and your choices matter, and your energy is unlimited. And so if you were to say, I just want something small, I just need one flower. I just need one flower in my garden. I don't need anything else. I'm happy with one flower. Well, meanwhile, the universe has this field of daisies and tulips and every kind of gorgeous flower you can imagine waiting for you. But but you won't receive it until you open up to it. So you have your one flower, and you say, you know, I guess I could have a little bouquet or better. I could have a bigger garden. Sure. Yeah, I'll elevate my perspective. I will say, I don't need just one flower. I would like a gorgeous garden, and I would like that gorgeous garden or something better. And it's like click, right then is when the energies expand and connect, and then the universe says, well, look right over here, because now we have this field of flowers, and you were silly enough to say you wanted only one. Because sometimes we're silly, and we say, oh, I'll just take the minimum, instead of understanding that we can have it all. And it's not greedy. It isn't like we're taking away from others. That's not how it works. There's abundance everywhere, but you have to initiate it and open up to it, and that's where your intention matters. Too many times we play it small, and then people get jealous because they're playing it small, and they don't believe that they can open up to more, or they don't know where they're holding themselves back. I want you to know that you can absolutely have everything you want, but it starts with you. And so you can listen to me talk and blabber on. You can listen to anyone talk and blabber on. But until you, the energy work, and make those changes, it won't change. It comes back to you because you are powerful. You are listened to. I mean, your angels and guides and God, everyone's listening to you. So what are you telling them? The other thing to keep in mind is that with your conscious intentions, the timing is variable. And that's where it comes back to energizing and keeping the faith for yourself and continuing to believe and trust. And this is also where people fall off the wagon, because they say, oh, it's been a week, nothing's happened, shrug, and they leave it. But you don't know what's happening behind the scenes or the timeline, and we're not supposed to know. That's part of the magic and the fun. It's you don't know what can happen at any time, and things can change and improve and shift. Absolutely. It's happening right now. As you listen to this, people are having incredible life breakthroughs all over the world. For many people, today is the best day of their life. For others, they're receiving life-changing news. They are out of a terrible spot. They are moving into their dream life. They are creating a new dream for themselves. They are experiencing amazing developments. I mean, on and on. This energy is alive now. It's here now. And for you, you want to have that conscious intention that energetically connects with the highest possible outcomes. So, your assignment, should you choose to accept it, is to energize your conscious intentions with high vibrating energy. And remember how at the beginning I said you're going to leave your unconscious intention just sitting there? Just observe it. And how does it feel now? If you can see, if you can connect to the understanding that you can have a field full of incredible beauty, abundance, and blossoms, how does it now feel to look at that unconscious intention of settling for one flower? And what it does is it just shifts the energy. You just say, oh, I didn't realize I could have all of this. You just had a smaller perspective previously. You had a narrower version of reality, of possibilities. And now you can make a new choice, another choice. So, this is what I invite you to do. You think about the best possible experience you can have, how it feels, how it would be on a daily basis. Then you continue to energize it by thinking of it with joy, with happiness, with delight, with excitement. Then you remember to include that what you intend is for the best and highest good of all. It has ripple effects. It brings light to everyone. It brings wonderful developments to everyone. And then you say, this or something better. Thank you for this or something better. And that is how you work with conscious intentions. They are alive, breathing, beating, fiery, flaming in you. It's a part of you. And then you get to look at the power of your own energy as creations happen, opportunities come in, developments occur. And I've actually seen things happen quickly for people. To sort of do this 11th hour switcheroo, and everything that the universe was holding for them is activated, and they get it all at once. It's pretty crazy, but I've seen that happen. And I've also seen it happen where there are slower paced intervals, almost like one thing a week gets released or comes in to help move the energy forward for that intention. So it can happen in incredible ways. And one of the biggest things is to remember to keep energizing it. To keep energizing it. And to allow the upgrades to occur. Those of you who read my debut memoir, The Art of Trapeze, first of all, thank you for that. Thank you for reading it. Thank you for those of you who wrote an honest review. And, you know, there are tons of manifestations in that book. And I don't always call them out. In fact, I don't call any of them out. That's part of the exercise. I don't say any of them. But I had so many things develop because I held a conscious intention. And I held the best and highest good of all. And that's how I was able to move to Paris and create one version of my dream life. Now I'm living another version of my dream life because I believe we have unlimited versions of our dream life. It just keeps going and evolving, and you know, we get taken to a new level. And so when we are coming from that place of conscious intention, things happen and things line up. And this stuff works. And I find that it's only through your own experience, through first-person experience, that you understand that it works. Because you can listen to me all day talk about my experiences, but if you don't believe it will work, it won't work for you. You have to believe it. I actually had a conversation with someone who was saying, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. Or I don't believe that will happen for me. And I said, you're right, it won't. It won't happen for you. So you probably don't want to waste your time. She was like, what? You're not supposed to say that. I said, no, I'm honoring your power. If you don't think it's going to work for you, then you're right. It won't. And don't spend your time doing it if you're not really a believer. But if you're open to it, if you're open to the possibilities of knowing yourself in this way, it's incredible. It's amazing. It's life-changing. And frankly, it might be the only way to live. Because then you're living in the present, you're living in the magic, you're living in the flow of life. All good stuff, incredible stuff. So I invite you to practice this in your life continually, to give it energy, to believe in it, to make it a part of your daily existence, and see the shifts and the changes as they start to occur. Because it starts with you, and you are supported in your intentions, and you are supported with whatever you want to create in your life, and it's one of the best things about being alive right now is that we have the ability and the power to know ourselves in this way. So I hope that this has given you some really good food for thought. You know, play with it. See what comes up. See where you want to change things. I've had clients say, okay, now I just want to change everything. They want to change everything about their life. And why not? Go for it. You know, we only live once this lifetime. So go for it. Go big and see what has been waiting for you. Because oftentimes, when things happen quickly, it's because it was waiting for you all along. It was just waiting for you to ask for it. So keep me posted, my friends. Let me know how this turns up and shows up for you. And I think we're going to call it a show. There's a lot of energy in this show. If you need a reminder of this information, you can always come back and listen to this show again, and you can download it from iTunes. So I will see you next week for our next live broadcast. In the meantime, join me over on ConsciousCoolChic.com. Join the email list. And I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful week ahead. Thank you for being here.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment. For life, for life, for life. This is my moment.